Let's get some more on the fallout of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan, not just having a political impact, but also an impact on the EV market as well. China's Contemporary Amperex Technology Limited, you might know it better as CATL or CATL, is delaying an announcement on its new multi-billion dollar battery plant in North America. Joining us now to discuss this more, Eric Martin, Bloomberg Trade and Economy reporter. Eric, we don't have any official comment from CATL, but how confident can we be of linking these two events?
Well, Doug and Paul, thank you for having me on. We're very confident about this. We've spoken to people familiar with this, and they have told us that this is a move that the announcement of a plant of as much as $5 billion in investment by CATL in North America, either in the U.S. and Mexico or split between the two, that this is an announcement that they have decided to push back because of the current dynamic. And you can understand how this would be such a sensitive issue for a Chinese company to be looking at making such a significant investment in North America, given the Chinese government's reaction to Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taipei.
I'm curious, Eric, do you think this raises the probability that the company may select a location in Mexico rather than in the U.S.?
We don't have indications of that thus far. One of the key determinants here is the recently announced deal between Senator Manchin and Senator Schumer, and CATL is weighing the need to be in North America overall. We know that at some point they had been also scouting sites or considering sites even in Canada, but that they've really narrowed it down to looking at on the Mexican side, Saltillo, the city, as well as Ciudad Juarez on the border with Texas, as well as sites in the U.S., but they're incorporating the impact of the package that's been brokered between Senators Schumer and Manchin, because that will require electric vehicle makers to source a portion of their battery minerals from North America and have it be processed in a country that has a free trade agreement with the U.S., which North America, both in terms of logistically, the ease of exporting across the border to the U.S., as well as meeting that free trade agreement criteria, are two important criteria for CATL to consider now with what looks like the potential passage of the Manchin-Schumer agreement.
So what's the impact of this decision or this delay going to be on EV manufacturers in the U.S.?
It's not totally clear at this point. You know, if it is a delay until September or October, which is what we've been hearing from sources, is the most likely outcome, then you're talking about several weeks or perhaps a couple of months of impact. But these are plants that take a while to build. They need several years to construct. And we know that Tesla is ramping up production in the U.S. So if you're a company that's going to be looking to supply Tesla, to supply Ford as CATL is, you want this plant to be, you know, shovel in the ground yesterday. And so any delay at this point raises, you know, speculation and concern about the ability to proceed as fast as the company would want to proceed.
Well, we're talking about the production of these EV batteries. I'm curious, when it comes to the workforce, is this technologically sophisticated type work?
It is, but Mexico has shown a significant ability and prowess in manufacturing in the last in the last number of years. In both Saltillo and Juarez, they're both places that have seen a lot of manufacturing assembly and have grown significantly in recent decades. And really, what they're looking for there is a manufacturing workforce that is both talented and trained and knowledgeable, but also has a wage advantage to the U.S. And to have that assembly in Mexico and export to the U.S. for incorporation in the vehicles assembled in the U.S.
You mentioned a moment ago the lead times to get these plants up and running, the lead times for EV manufacturers as well to ramp up production. But when you look at this decision, China's obviously found a lever here that it can pull whenever it's displeased with something the U.S. has done. How likely is it that there could be further delays? What sort of uncertainty does this create?
I think that's very hard to say at this point. This is such a new factor in the relationship between China and the U.S. Speaker Pelosi's visit announced just in recent days, reported in recent days, even unsure and, you know, not on her original itinerary for the Asia trip at all. So I think it's very, very fresh and very hard to analyze now the long-term impact of this. But we certainly saw an impact from investors and what they're looking at in the market today. We saw Tesla shares paired an intraday high of as much as almost 4% to close up just 1%, and Ford fell into red territory, negative territory, after gaining midday. So we're seeing in the stock market an immediate reaction from investors, not even in cattle, but in the companies that cattle is going to be supplying, trying to figure out at the margin what this postponed and pushed back announcement means.
Good stuff. Eric, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your reporting. Eric Martin there, he is Bloomberg's trade and economy reporter, joining us on the story of the delay in an announcement from cattle on its new $1 billion battery plant in North America.